All right. Say it with me. This is my Bible. This is God's word to me. I believe it with all my heart. And I believe when I act on this word, all hell is defeated. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto the Lord. I want you to turn to the 13th division of the Psalms. It's a psalm of David, Psalms 13. And for those that are rereading back through the Bible, this is in was in yesterday's reading. And I just happened to read the 13th chapter, and I thought, oh, I love this chapter. If you can get through about the first four verses of it, you're going to make it. You're really going to make it. Praise God. Psalms, the 13th chapter. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? See what I mean? There you go. Forever? I mean, he was scratching the bottom of the totem pole there. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou divide thy face? Might as well hide thy face from me. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lord, hear me, or I'm going to die. I feel that way. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But notice verses 5 and 6. These are precious, precious, precious verses. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Praise God. Now, I tell you, as you look at these verses that are before us tonight, if you've served God any period of time, chapter 13 has been a part of your life or a part of your thinking, or at least a tempted part, where the enemy tries to come in like a flood. Some of the things that David was dealing with here was, he said, Lord, how long would you hide your face from me? Well, God's not hiding his face from us. Amen. God's not hiding his face from us. And so he said, Lord, how long would you hide your face from me? Forever? And then he said, is it all over, Lord? You ever had a day when you wondered if it was all over? I'll tell you what, you know, when you go through a number of procedures and physical things and things happen, I mean, there can come a day when you say, Lord, remember me? Last time I remember, I was pastor of that church. Remember me, Lord. And then he went on to say, how long shall I take counsel? I'm trying to get some answers, trying to reach out for answers. How long shall I daily have daily sorrow? How long? How long? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? It's bad enough if you don't feel good, and then you feel like your enemy's triumphing over you, and you've got a double jeopardy going there. How long shall my enemy triumph over me? And then he just went on. I mean, this is the cry of a man who is reaching out. He said, consider me. Look at me, Lord. Look. Me. Look at me. Consider me. Hear me. Hear me, Lord. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Oh, all I see is heaven. It's lighten my eyes, lest my enemy shall say, I won. Amen. And those that cause trouble rejoice when I am removed. Now, those are just some of the things that David said. And you know, in every believer's life, for whatever reason, I mean, very few people have the same supernatural victory every day, 365. Every once in a while, for whatever reason, it may be things near and dear to you. It could be anything. But you know, in just considering, you know, some of the things that God has said, anything that saps our victory, anytime the enemy comes to steal our victory, are you listening to me? Anytime the enemy comes to steal our victory, that's not God. God's not a thief. God doesn't come to steal our victory. God doesn't come to, the sun's not shining today, and so, you know, gray skies just are not my cup of tea. Whenever the enemy comes in literally like a flood, praise God, God wants us to know what to do in that particular moment. Can you say amen? So when we feel vexed, or burdened, or confused, or depressed, or self-occupied, discouraged, you know, we've got to be sharp enough to know that's not God. That's not God. That's not God's MO. That's not God's method of operation. He came to set us free. He came to bless us. And the Bible very clearly tells us that God has given us victory and power over all the power of the enemy. So as we look at these final two verses, here's where you turn when these other things seem so real. Psalms 37 and Psalm 73. Have a lot of companion thought. And, you know, David said, I was just about had it until I went to the sanctuary of the Lord. David knew the value of going where the power of God was. David knew the value of going where other believers were believing God. I quoted every once in a while, Pastor Bill Knott over in Australia. He was going through a very difficult time, and he said, Pastor, I went through 30 days, and I just said, if I can just get back to the house of God. Now, it's not the carpet or the ceiling or the pews or the... We're not worshiping furniture. But if I can just get back where the presence of God, no matter how much words you know, no matter how much words you can quote, no matter how much words you've been exposed to, there's nothing like the manifested presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing like the manifested presence of God. Absolutely nothing. And I say that without any fear of contradiction. You know, the devil brings strife many times. Strife can cause that type of thing. Strife can cause it. Confusion. People around you who are, you know... You have to, there's a time you need to watch who's around you. I mean, when things are testy, I'm very careful on who's around me. Amen. Some people have never learned that there's some people you don't need to talk to when you're already on the edge. You don't need any encouragement. You felt bad when you got there. You felt worse when you left. That's the value of faith friends. Hallelujah. The other day, just a number of things were just crowded in. And, you know, I caught myself. I have to catch myself and practice what I preach. That's one reason, about the only reason I don't like preaching, because I know I'm going to have to practice what I preach. I know just as sure as I preach something or teach something that I'm going to have an opportunity to prove that. But that's not all bad. That is good. Praise the Lord. But there have come those times. How long, Lord? Where are you, Lord? I mean, I prayed. I've witnessed. I've gone to church. Lord, I give to the cause of God. I do all the right things. Not to be saved, but you do the things that God has encouraged us to do and told us to do. And still, I'm having a slow day. Well, let me give you four bright lights here that will just, if you live out those four verses, get down to verses 5 and 6. David had discovered four sure ways to beat this how long, Lord. Amen. Now, before I get into that, I remember downtown. You've heard me tell it, but I'm going to tell it as long as I have breath. Dr. Sumrall said, the way you keep victories is to keep reminding yourself of how God helped you when there was no one else around to help. And when we had to sell that 8 acres, because to get financing on the top of the hill there at one point, because they thought we weren't going to make it. I've talked to people there then and even since. They said we didn't have any assurance at all. We didn't think Calvary could make it. Strong business people. And I did my best to get it released from a floodplain thing and went through everything in the world. I could call the politician's name. I went into his office and we sat down and we talked. And I said, sir, with a stroke of a pen, you can help us on this piece of property. I don't have time to go into the detail on that. And finally, the time came, he just closed his briefcase, got up, left me in his office. I could show you the office where I was, and said, I've got a plane to catch. He said, I don't have any more time to hear about this. And you know, about that time, you feel like God left town and has an unlisted phone number. How many times the banker that was supposed to help you didn't? How many times the person you were supposed to meet, they weren't there when you got there, or you waited and the call never came? I'm not being negative. Folks, it happens to all of us. And when the stakes are high, it's amplified that much more. But of course, the day did come when God brought that back in. God brought it back in. We would not be here tonight if God had not brought that 8 acres back to us. And we were able to, by that time, they had run the meter up from $800,000 to $7 million on that property. And came to us and said, we can't sell the property. Make us an offer. And we bought it back for $100,000. We bought it back for $100,000. Amen. And that's the God's truth. You, our business manager, all the numbers are there. But you talk about feeling defeated. I tore up a pair of shoes, tore up some dress slacks. I went from the title company when we had to sell that property. And I walked it. I believe I walked it 7 times, if I remember. And I said, your name is Isaac now. You're on the altar. I just felt like Satan had ripped us off. And you know, that thing didn't turn around overnight. It took 13 years for that thing to come back to us. But it got back in time for the tornado. And it was ours and paid for when the tornado came. And it was part of the miracle that God gave us to be where we are. And to build that Christian school next door. We couldn't have ever built that Christian school. It's a miracle of God. This church has more miracles. If any church has so much to praise God about, it's here. So you see, it's not always, God's time is not always our time. The coach of Green Bay, of course, that's probably not a popular subject right now, but Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi said, timing's not important, timing is everything. And God's timing is perfect. Our timing can be flawed. Our timing can be off center. Our timing can be a few hours, a few days, a few months, or a few years off. But God's timing is perfect. All right, 4 things. David said, when it looks like the bottom's dropped out, when it looks like God's mad at you, when, oh, how long, Lord? Help! Help! And we stop praying the word and we start praying sympathy and pity, and we get back into that old legalistic prayer of whining and begging God. All right? All right. Here's what he said in verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. I have and I will trust in the mercy of my God. Folks, God has been merciful to every one of us. I said God has been merciful to every one of us. None of us would be here tonight if it were not for the mercy of God. I have and I will trust in God's mercy. Thank you, Lord. You know, mercy and grace are to me are twins, the mercy and the grace of God, that which we do not deserve, that which we do not earn, that which we could not buy. God gave it. Oh, hallelujah. So I'll just trust in God's mercy. When it looks like the bottom's dropped out, I'll just say, thank God for your mercy, Lord. Thank God for your mercy. You have one more miracle just for me. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Then going into the second part of verse 5, I've trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Folks, now I know this is Old Testament, but let's just hang on to that word salvation. You know, we ought to, on the worst day of our life, we ought to say, thank God I'm saved. I'm saved. My sins are forgiven. Things that people know about and things that no one knows about. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. Thank God. My heart shall rejoice in the salvation of God. Thank God I'm redeemed. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I've been delivered from the pit. Don't know how long I'll be on this earth, but when I leave here, oh, the best is yet to come. When a sinner dies, the worst is yet to come. When a believer dies, the best is yet to come. Praise be unto God. Oh, yes, my heart shall rejoice. My heart shall rejoice. I am saved. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. I just want to praise Him tonight. Thank God I'm born again. Tonight is primarily a believer's meeting night. Thank God for it. Oh, hallelujah, that you're born again. And then he said, I will sing praise and worship unto the Lord. Now, you know, you might think, well, they'd never let me sing with the praise singers around here. But you know, it's not how good your voice is. It's when your heart sings. I will sing. I will sing unto the Lord. What you going to sing unto the Lord? Worship and praise. What are you going to sing unto the Lord? You're not going to sing a Willie Nelson song. I'm not being mean to Willie, but I mean, you know, there's Merle Haggard or whatever, you know. No. What kind of song are you going to sing to the Lord? You're going to sing a song of victory. That's a good word right there, of praise and worship and victory. Hallelujah. If you don't have one, get a praise tape from that bookstore and always keep some kind of a praise tape. When you don't feel it, let somebody else that does feel it play it, and you'll get in the groove on that. Sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Sing praises unto the Lord. Praises unto God. Number 4, he said, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And I wrote it out like this. I will be thankful for all God's bountiful blessings to me. Folks, we're so blessed. We're blessed. On your worst day, you're blessed. On your most trying week, you're blessed. We are blessed. You know, the attitude that you have determines the altitude to which you fly. And I'm going to tell you, folks, there's a war going on. There is a war going on. And we have to make decisions every day. As Brother Dale said, I can choose to be sad or I can choose to be glad. The choice is mine. I can choose to be defeated or I can choose to rise above that. Praise God. You know, we've had some very strong news. I mean, surely the coming of the Lord is near. I mean, France is going through it now. I mean, there's turmoil among nations. I mean, you know, people that don't know the Lord, even here in America, they're nuts. They don't understand. Amen. We're not just dealing with news commentaries. We're dealing with real life. We have millions of people in the United States. We don't know where they are. We don't even know when or where they came in. And their very thought. See, here's the thing. The religion of our misguided friends that we've been reading about, I say friends, God help them, is their religion is to hurt, kill, and destroy. The thief has come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. There's nothing good about those religions. You say, well, I know some people that are just real fine. I do too. I know a doctor who is a very fine man who was very gracious to us when our Janet was in the hospital. I know not everybody on planet Earth is rotten to the core, but that doesn't mean they're born again or that they're serving the right God. And if your pledge of allegiance is to the wrong God, then when the crunch comes, you're going to do what that God, with a small g, would have you do. What that God would have you do. But, you know, this is what I love. Say, well, no, churches aren't perfect. Preachers aren't perfect. I know some deacons and I know some elders. I do too. I know more than you do. I know more. I doubt if there's anyone here that knows any more than I do about some of those things. Huh? But thank God the Bible's right. And God is right. I said God is right. God is right. God never makes a mistake. God never has a bad day. God never wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. He slumbers not. He doesn't sleep. And this is so very important. When things go crazy in your life, when it seems like people don't care, when it even seems sometimes like that maybe the church doesn't care, which is a lie of Satan, but Satan will put that on you. When things are not going your way, what do you do? Well, praise God, you can trust in the mercy of God. Your heart can rejoice in the salvation of God. You can sing praise and worship unto the Lord. And I will be thankful for all of God's bountiful blessings unto me. Praise God. Amen. You know, I hate to admit it, but every once in a while, I've got to slap myself in the side of the head and get my thinking back on track. Amen. And some things that happened a while back, I mean, just, man, it just seemed like everywhere you turn, you say, oh, dear God, but you know, when that begins to dominate your thinking and dominate your spirit, that's when you need to get into the Word of God. And you know, the Word of God tells us in the Ephesian letter, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 22, oh, and what is the exceeding greatness of God's power to usward who believe? His great power, the exceeding greatness of God's power. It's not little power. It's not just a little emotional boost. It's not just a little mood pill. It's the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. And that's you. He's talking to us. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Through the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, God whipped Satan beyond description. Amen. Oh, thank God. He led captivity captive. And the Bible said, in Ephesians 2, 6, and 7, He's raised us up together. Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Raised us up. Raised us up. Not pushed us down, raised us up. My, my. You know, Jesus, even before Calvary in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." Somewhere you got to stand up and you got to speak the word and get back on track. Amen. Amen. My heart goes out to people that on purpose just stay away from the house of God too long. You get weird hanging out by yourself. You get weird. And all you're getting is the news, and that news is fabricated, and that news is jaded. All you're getting is someone else's opinion. Man, you need to get into the house of God. David said, I thought it was over. I would have fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Until I went under the sanctuary of God, then understood I. There's an understanding that we will never have until we're in His presence, standing on His word. We'll never understand it. Amen, amen, amen. Every demon is subject to the believer in Christ through the name of Jesus. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Even going over to Revelation 12, 11, Satan is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The blood. The blood. Well, I believe God and it didn't work out so. Well, I knew someone that trusted all this and it didn't work out so. I hate to tell you, but the bottom line is, let Bob Nichols be a liar, but let God be true. Let every symptom be a liar. Let every situation be a liar, but let God be true. God can't make a mistake. Praise God. Satan is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Oh, thank God. The devil is a defeated foe. Shout that out. The devil is a defeated foe. I'm not a defeated foe. The devil is the defeated foe. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. But you know, we can't do this in our own spirit. We've got to do it through the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God that the blood of Jesus Christ does now protect every part of me. Destroys the power of the devil. Lifts me up above every circumstance of life. Praise God. I refuse to give place to the devil. I'll tell you, anything that takes us from anything that takes us from an attitude of worship, peace, joy, and a consciousness of God's presence has something of a satanic nature to it. I want to go through that one more time. Anything that takes us from an attitude of worship. I just don't feel like worshiping. Watch it. Well, that peace stuff, I don't know. You got to let the peace of God. Got to let the peace of God. Let it. You got to let it. It won't run over you. You got to let it. Or a spirit of joy. Consciousness of God's presence. Anything that comes against that is of a satanic source. And guess who is after the believer? Jesus is coming soon, folks. Jesus is coming soon. And Satan's doing everything he can to knock every one of us off center. If he could, he would. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You just need to understand when things come against you that this is the devil, and I now resist him in the name and the power of the Lord who conquered him on Calvary. Praise be unto God. James 4, 7, the devil only lets go. Only lets go of his hold when compelled to do so. Oh, the Bible said, neither give place. Neither give place to the devil. Give him no place. No place. It's a commandment of God. Neither give place to the devil. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. I know. We're born again, we're going to heaven. I'm not preaching heaven or hell here, but I'm just saying heaven on the way to heaven or hell on the way to heaven. Praise God. It really comes down to the way we respond. And I'll tell you, that's why we need to learn to live in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, that you daily put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or all the craziness of Satan. I mean, I know I'm sowing cross grain here on some things here tonight, but you can be born again, filled with the Spirit, and you love God and you're going to heaven. But I'm talking about the enemy is doing everything he can to disturb the peace of the believer. He's doing everything that is, and the truth of the matter is, it's illegal. It's not right. He doesn't have any authority. We have the authority. I said, we have the authority. I'll never forget, I was on 7th Street going out of town, leaving the downtown area. And there was a traffic jam and traffic buildup. And there was a little police woman. I didn't know you could be that short and be a police woman. I mean, she lived a police woman, and she had her a ponytail. I mean, you know, had on the police hat and all that, and had that ponytail. But, you know, I just noticed when she flopped that head and that ponytail went, phew, you know, and she blew that whistle, all the traffic stopped. You say, well, she didn't pull her gun. No, she didn't pull her gun. But you overlook her, and she's got a bunch of other buddies, and she'll call those little friends, and those little friends will track you down to the four corners of the earth if you want to get technical about it. That little girl with a pigtail and a police uniform on was commanding traffic. And I tell you, ladies, thank God, no matter how tall you are, how short you are, God's given you power to wiggle your pigtail. Hallelujah. Shake that head. Shake that pigtail. Amen. Blow that whistle of the Holy Ghost. No, devil, I give you no place. I give you no place. Praise God, I give you no place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. God's given us power to tread down all the power of the enemy. But you got to use the power. Someone said, well, I tried that once and it didn't work. Once. Come on. Amen. You know, you get bummed out, that can last for hours or days. I mean, just buck up, cowboy up. I mean, man up, woman up. Just stand up and say, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm a child of God. Many a person in a weak moment has had a fit and done something they shouldn't have done that cost them weeks, months, years, money, time in their life. I'll tell you, God's saying, use your Holy Ghost energy to stop the devil in his tracks. You ladies, shake that ponytail. Glory to God. Blow that whistle. I said, shake that ponytail. Blow that whistle. The devil has no power except that which we give him. No power except that which we give him. I'll tell you, I spent some time just meditating some of the very things I'm talking to you about tonight. And I tell you, when I got through with that, I mean, praise God, the doom and gloom was gone. The fear was gone. The pressure was gone. And it's just a matter, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. The only way out is up. The only way out is up. I said, the only way out is up. And we might as well just get busy on the right side of the fence. Amen. Praise be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, Satan's doing everything within his power to try to hurt and destroy and maim the body of Christ if he could. Hallelujah. He's against your body. He's against your family. He's against your marriage. He's against your church. He's against your finances. He's against everything that's near and dear. He's tried to steal, kill, and destroy everything near and dear to you, even your own life. But thank God, not only is God for me, I got another one for that. I am for God. God is not only for me, I am for God. Yay, God! Come on, you cheerleaders. I'm not only for God, God is for me. It works both ways. Hallelujah. Some of you look so glad you came to church tonight. Oh, thank God. I mean, there's not a movie. There's not a movie. There's not a movie. There's not a game. There's not a whatever that can breathe the life of God into you like the presence of the Lord. In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. God's word is true. It's my only strength. It's my only foundation. It's my only life. God's word does not lie. God cannot lie. God would self-destruct if He lied. And I tell you, church, it's not over. It's only begun. Hallelujah. You, this church, this city, this metroplex needs what you people here tonight know. People across this metroplex don't know what, I mean, and I don't mean this only church, but I know what you know if you've halfway listened around here. I know what you've heard because I've heard just about everything. It's very seldom I'm not in a service to hear. Hallelujah. We know. Whether we act on it or not, we know. I know. I know. I know that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And I've been listening to some songs on the radio. I'm telling you, it's like a sermon in itself. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Woo! And they repeat it, and they repeat it. And if a pastor repeats something, they said, doesn't have anything else to preach. But you'll hear his favorite song 100 times. If you like it, you want to hear it again. If it has truth, I mean, if it's ministering to your spirit, right? You know, if you hear something that really is touching your heart, hallelujah. I mean, just listening, not all songs are that way, but I'm hearing, I think more, and surely the Lord's giving us more songs that exalt the Word and the Spirit and the things of God. I need Thee. I need Thee. Oh, we need to sing that. We need to believe that. We need to rejoice in that. I'm an overcomer. That's strong language for a Baptist. I mean, we're looking for raindrops, you know. My greatest manifestation is a raindrop. Bless God, I need more than a raindrop. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. I need the river. I need the river to flow. I need the fire to burn. I need the rain to fall. I need more than a few raindrops. It's just amazing when music is stronger than the preaching. It's the way it should. No, it's not the way it should be. It should be equal, praise God. But, you know, just listening to some of the songs that are popping out now. I mean, and most of them come from charismatic type singers anyway. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I mean, you meditate stuff like that. You can't stay depressed. You can't stay down. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I need Thee. I need Thee. Oh, Lord, my daughter's grievously vexed of the devil. Help me, Lord. Looked like Jesus didn't want to help her, but He did. The girl was set free. My. Woo, hallelujah. Well, thank God. I'm coming out and I'm coming through. I started saying that the other day. I'm coming out and I'm coming through. Whoa, get out of my way. I'm coming out and I'm coming through. I'm not on the bottom of the heap. I'm on top of the heap. Glory to God. I'm coming out. I'm coming through. By God's blood, by His word, by His grace, His mercy. Hallelujah. So you know, it just really comes down to this. You're just going to have to let circumstances go behind you and the naysayers go behind you. And those that don't know and don't want to know, just God bless them. Help them some way, somehow. But I'm not going to stay here and wallow in that. I'm not going to stay here and wallow in that. Hallelujah. I'm born to win. I said, I'm born to win. I'm born to win. I'm a winner. Once I was born again, I'm a born again winner. I was born to win. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Let me just challenge you on this one also. You know, Now, love me when I say it, but you know, sometimes the body of Christ champions on praying nice prayers. We don't need any more nice prayers. We need prayers that rip Satan's head off. Well, let's ask Brother so-and-so to pray. He always prays such a nice prayer. That's what's wrong. We need someone to stand up and give the devil, what for? We don't need nice prayers. I don't mean prayers, but you understand what I'm saying. God bless all the birds and all the fishes in the sea and, you know, all the snowflakes on the mountain. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, we need to stand up and say, greater is he that is in me than he. Hallelujah. Well, I just preached myself out of a message here tonight. It's time for you to stand on your feet and begin to praise God. I said it's time to stand on our feet and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. I said it's time to stand on our feet and begin to praise God. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Can't you just see that little group of disciples all huddled in defeat? Every one of them, I think, except John, the beloved, every one of them had failed Jesus. Don't you know they felt, don't you know Peter, I don't even know how Peter must have felt. But Jesus said, go tell my disciples and go tell Peter. Tell him that I still love him even though he failed. I love him even though he denied me. You know, Jesus is so forgiving, so loving, so wonderful, so precious. Oh, hallelujah. He's such an awesome Lord. Brother Pryor, there may be someone here tonight that needs Jesus. Let's do that, and then we're going to have a final word.
I love the gospel message, the Roman road of salvation, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God. I'm so thankful for the gift of God tonight. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And if we'll confess Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. If you're in this room and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, I want to pray with you tonight. If you've asked Jesus into your heart, but your heart has grown cold, you know you need to return to your first love, Jesus. I want to pray with you tonight. He'll restore to you the joy of your salvation. You may be in this room and you may not be sure of your salvation. Sometimes you feel saved and sometimes you don't. If that's you, I want to pray with you tonight. You can know for sure that everything is right between you and God. Or if you're in this room and you need to be set free from a destructive habit, the good news is Jesus can set you free and he can keep you free. He's here tonight to set you free. If that's you, I want to pray with you. So all across this room, if you'd like to be included in my prayer with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you want to be included in my prayer to come to God, to come back to God, to be sure of your salvation, or to be set free from a destructive habit, lift your hand high right now and say, Charlie, include me in your prayer tonight. Lift it high so I can see it right now in Jesus' name. I see that hand. Lift your hand high. I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift it high. Lift it high. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone looking this way. Truly, if you mean business with God, God really does mean business with you. He'll change you. If you raised your hand, or if you should have raised your hand, take the next step with God. Step into the nearest aisle, walk right down here, meet Pastor and me right here. We're going to pray a prayer and get right with God once and for all. I want you to come all the way from the back, from the sides. If you raised your hand, if you should have raised your hand, come right now. Step out into the nearest aisle and come right now in Jesus' name. We'll wait for you, but come now. Come now in Jesus' name. Come now in Jesus' name. Come now. Come on. Come ahead now. Come now in Jesus' name. If you raise your hand or if you should have, we'll wait for you. Come now. Now turn to the person on either side of you. Ask them if they need to join these and come and get right with God tonight. And just come. Walk the aisle with them. Bring them to the cross of Jesus. Anyone else say, I want to join these and get right with God. Come right now in Jesus' name. Come now. Why wait? Now is the time. Today is the day for salvation, forgiveness, freedom, change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray, saints. Pray with us. There's people in the valley of decision right now. Just come right now. Just come right now. walk free tonight. You can walk free tonight. There's nothing too hard for our God. Jesus nailed sin, sickness, disease, addiction, cocaine, heroin, mescaline, LSD. He nailed it to his cross. You can walk free by the blood of Jesus. You can walk free. I come against any foul spirit of drugs or alcohol. I come against any foul spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus to anyone within the sound of my voice. And I say, no in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go now in Jesus' name. Be free, be free, be free, be free, be free, be free in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over your minds, your bodies, your spirits. Let's all open our hearts and pray this prayer out loud. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Have mercy upon me, Jesus. And set me free from destructive habits. Jesus Christ, I confess you are my Savior and my Lord. I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm on my way to heaven. All my sins are forgiven. And I am free from addiction. I am free from addiction in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now lift your hands and thank God all across this room right now for the amazing, saving grace of God in Jesus' name. Go on, just talk to Him right now out of your heart. Right now, just talk to Him. Right now, just talk to Him in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Okay, lady and gentlemen, here's what we want to do. We want to spend just a few moments longer in prayer with you. We want to give you some free booklets that will help you in your walk with God. So if everyone that came down, if all of y'all would turn and go right up this one middle aisle with that smiling gentleman right there, that's David Giger. If you would go right there just for a moment, please. And you'll be released right back into the service in just a moment. Come on, let's praise God in here tonight, saints.
Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just, from a pastor's heart, I've just exhorted you tonight from my heart. But I just want to say from my heart tonight, thank you for being here and being on a team. Because the lights were on, because we had church, and because we've had a variety of praise, worship. We had already had one appeal, and then I saw others coming in. And we watched that very closely because Wednesday night's a good fishing night, not only Sunday morning. You know, I want my heart to be tender toward God. You know, you see 30 people. 25 people, 40 people, 50, 60 people come on Sunday morning. You don't see that all over the Metroplex. And that's not a statement of pride. I mean, what do we have except what? But we want it. We pray for it. We are guilty in that. That I desire. You know, I was just reading in the middle of the night. I just got up and read for a while. That there's more rejoicing in heaven over one. Over one. 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 I know we're in a world of big numbers, but more rejoicing over one than others that don't need it. And I believe in teaching. I believe in preaching. I believe in ministering to the body of Christ. But how much preaching and teaching do you have before you can win a soul? How much more preaching and teaching does the church need before we go after the harvest? Babies are being born every day. There's an explosion. There's a birth explosion. And I just believe we're on the verge of seeing some of the greatest altar calls. We have seen great altar calls. Of course, we have Easter coming up. We need your prayers for that. But when you give of your tithe or your offering or your first fruits, you're not giving to a dead sea. You're giving to a church where people are coming to Jesus. I don't know if you read in the paper, man that just was released from prison. He's already killed one or two. I forget what. A known killer released. They found out he's the one that beat that little girl out in Haltom City, 22-year-old. He's the one that did it. I mean, people are sick outside of God. And they need the gospel of Christ to let God's love rise up. It's just like people are living out of control today that don't know Jesus. But if we know Him, thank God, we know the source of all life. I want to compliment you for being here tonight. You don't have to come by Calvary to go to heaven, but I tell you what, thank you for being on the salvation team tonight. Would you just join with me? Let's ask God that let Sunday be just a day of outreach. When I say outreach, that people will come to Jesus. Father, we just lift up our hearts tonight. And Lord, I'm just asking you to go by your Holy Spirit. Draw people into this auditorium and to every part of this property. Let Sunday be a day when many people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, in our television station over in Kampala, Uganda, oh God, help us to reach more people with the gospel of Christ than ever before. Lord, with the outreach into the neighborhoods, the streets, the lanes, the cities, the highways, the hedges, Lord, let our soul winners just have the greatest harvest they've ever experienced in soul winning, in Jesus' name. Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege of being a pastor of this church for these years. Thank you, Father. The storms couldn't wipe this church away. The fire could not wipe this church away. Satan's tried everything in the world. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I thank you, Lord, for the people that have prayed for the surgery we had on our ear. And I thank you, Lord, that's healing up. They tell us that's healing up well. And Father, I just thank you that you're at work in my ear and on this part of my body. You're at work with Steve Solomon tonight in the hospital. You're at work with every precious person that needs the healing touch. Thank you. You're touching Iggy Cruz tonight, healing up that heart, the challenge that he's had. In Jesus' name we thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I'm sure glad you're in church tonight. Be here Sunday. Be a part of all the outreaches now. God bless you. Go with God.